The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson with Raccoon Valley Radio and Jake Bourgeois with Dyersville Commercial. Coltrane, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. First of all, President-elect Trump had made some social media comments last week talking about the U.S. flags that were going to be at half mast during his inauguration day. And that was, of course, due to the passing of former President Jimmy Carter, and how he thought that shouldn't be the case. And then also made the opinion about the Democrats being giddy about this happening. What I'd like to know from you, sir, as the Senate President Pro Tem, what are your thoughts about what President-elect Donald Trump had recently said?
I think we can pay appreciation to the life and the presidency of a former president, in this case, Jimmy Carter, appropriately, and at the same time, put a new president in office. A peaceful transfer of power, but we don't have to change our practice of honoring former presidents. Jake?
Obviously, we've talked a lot about sort of the farm bill over the last couple years with those one-year extensions getting extended. As we head into sort of a new Congress coming up here, what are your thoughts on sort of where that stands on trying to get that longer-term farm bill with a new Congress set up?
Well, first of all, the only discussions I've had since the election is yesterday I ran into the chairman of the House Ag Committee, and he says we've got to move on a five-year farm bill. He's already done that in the previous Congress. Now he's going to have an opportunity to maybe vote out similar to what he had voted out before. Maybe it'll be changed a little bit because he'll have a more friendly Senate Agriculture Committee. And then talking before Christmas with Senator Boozman, the first or the new chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, I think there's two things. I think Amy Klobuchar will be a Democrat leader of that committee that will be more appreciative of Midwestern agriculture and be able to work better with Boozman. And I think that Boozman will start with the quote-unquote framework that he put out last fall. Back to Coltrane.
Thank you, Senator. Just a few days ago, you were sworn in as the Senate President Pro Tem, which, again, is the second time you've held this position. I'd like to know, can you describe what the scene was like in the Senate chamber during your swearing-in ceremony, and what do you think this means to represent Iowa, not only as the second Iowan to ever hold a position, but to do it twice in your long-standing legislative career?
Yeah. Well, in regard to your last question, I've been a senator for a long time, still got 4 years in this term, and that's the way the ball bounces as a result of elections. I happen to be a member of the majority party for the first time in 4 years, and I'm a senior member of that party. I'm number one in the United States Senate on seniority, and it makes me president pro tem, and I'm number one in the Senate, and Iowa's number one on my agenda. And then the other part of your question was, unlike the swearing in of the 34 members that were elected or reelected about a half hour before I was sworn in, the chamber was full at that particular time. And when I was sworn in as president pro tem, there was hardly anybody in the Senate chamber. So it's a different, it's more of a pro forma sort of thing to do. And we just did it, and now I'm going to serve in this position at least for 2 years, and hopefully we're in the majority for a longer period of time than that. Jake?
With talking so much about the farm bill, I was just curious, you know, as you head into a new session, aside from getting that new five-year farm bill, from an agriculture standpoint, just curious what else is on your radar, what else is on the agenda, what other issues are you looking at agriculture-wise outside of that farm bill?
Yeah. Mostly it falls in the area of trade and promoting free trade agreements. And that's, I'm kind of a voice in the wilderness on that point because, you know, I used to be a majority of the Congress or free traders. Now we're pretty much in a minority. I'm trying to point out that there's a lot of lesser countries that we don't have a lot of trade problems with. And I'll name those countries we have trade problems with, like Europe, South Korea, Japan. I hate to name Japan, but that's possible. China for sure. Well, there's a lot of other countries that we have, smaller countries we've negotiated trade agreements with in the past 25 years, and we've had very successful trading relations with them. And I'd like to promote that concept in the administration. I'm going to be doing it with people I meet with this week that are new cabinet people. I did it before Christmas with the new Secretary of Agriculture. And I do it with, I've already met with the nominee for Special Trade Representative. Coltrane?
Yes, Senator. On Monday, a judge in New York denied the request for President-elect Trump's lawyers to delay his sentencing from the recent hush money conviction. And so there's still time, obviously, to get to the appellate court to make their plea there for a delay on the sentencing. What I'd like to know from you is your thoughts on the decision by that judge from earlier this week and the possibility that Trump could be sentenced before his inauguration.
Well, eventually it's going to get appealed someplace. And he may be sentenced to something on January the 10th. I guess that's this week. But I think it's such a weak case. I've listened to so many lawyers that say that it's such a weak case that I think it's going to be thrown out eventually. And the president's going to have a big win and then stop to think if that really happens. There's four or five cases that were brought before him where his political enemies were trying to use the courts to keep him from being president of the United States. It actually probably enhanced his opportunities to get the Republican nomination and in turn to be president of the United States. So they have struck out on every instance. Jake, you're the last question.
Another bill we've talked about in the past that I just wanted to see if that there was still discussion about it, because I think it was last introduced in 2023. We had talked about Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act and trying to get more transparency in that sort of realm of agriculture. Is that something you're still working on? Having sort of moved on from that?
Yeah, you bet. It's very important to do it because we have the same big four meat packers still monopolizing the market, and Iowa cattlemen and Nebraska cattlemen and Minnesota cattlemen, mostly Midwest type people that want to mark on a daily basis instead of contracting ahead. They are not getting a fair shot, and we need to continue to pursue that. And it's kind of odd that when this all started 4 years ago, cattle feeders were losing big money. I mean, hundreds of dollars a head they were losing. Now they're making a little bit of money, and it's less of a push. But I'm not going to give up because just whether cattle or feeders are profitable or unprofitable, it's still wrong to have a monopoly of a big four dominating about 85% of the kill and squeezing out the independent producer. Thanks, Jake and Coltrane, for your meeting with me, and I'll be back with you again sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Coltrane and Jake, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.